Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we got a road to hoe, that's for sure. Last hour, we had Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, on the radio. We talked about an epic brawl, if you will, that took place on the GOP Central Committee in the state of Utah last Saturday. Oh, yeah, man, it was out of control. Cops were called, and they wanted to try to kick people out. And anyway, good news happens, though, when good people stand up. The good guys won. We pray it continues that way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kinds of news the networks refuse to use to talk about today. First, Kurt, the mainstream press doesn't seem to be talking about this much, but it is a great news story. By the way, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on the, what do they call this thing? They call it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, S-2311. All right? Now, I don't understand how they named this bill. Again, we got to learn to get creative like the liberals. I don't know what you mean, the Pain-Capable whatever. What it means is that they want to, the bill bans abortion after 20 weeks. It is undeniable that unborn babies feel pain at this stage of life, and this protects babies from this heinous, abusive, gruesome, and cruel act of barbarism. There's no doubt about all that. Anyway, that's the bottom line, Kurt. Right now, though, it takes 60 votes to get it done. They don't know if they have them or not. We are urging them to nuke the filibuster and switch to a majority vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Now, that's all happening today. The good news is President Donald Trump has agreed to sign it if they can get it done. The House already passed it. If the Senate can get it done, I don't think they'll get it done without, they call it the nuclear option, Kurt, but I reject that whole, again, the conservatives don't know how to phrase or promote anything. Okay, they ought to call this, what should we call this thing? The pro-life
legislation? Well, all it really means, Sam, as far as I've been able to understand, well, yeah, but this nuclear option idea, all it really means is that the majority wins.
Yeah, what's nuclear,
and it doesn't have to be a
supermajority. The upset the majority in the first place.
Right.
Why do we need a supermajority, see? So yeah. I don't even like the terms used here. The bottom line, though, what they got to do is they've got to reject the supermajority idea immediately. It should have never been in the first place. What gives Congress or what gives authority for them just to have a supermajority in the first place? I don't see anything constitutionally. But the bottom line is, though, look, you don't see anybody
talk
about this.
There's so much unconstitutional stuff in Congress. I mean,
I hear that. But we got to pick it apart one piece at a time.
Good point.
But all I'm telling you is who's talking about this, Kurt? This is a huge vote in the Senate. It's, in my opinion, goes right along with one of the most important things I've told you that Donald's administration could work on, which is the pro-life agenda. This is tremendous news that has passed the House, that Donald will sign it. And now all we got to do is really reject the nuclear option, which I would call the supermajority, stand with a normal majority. Maybe it might take Pence to tie, to tie break in this case. Who knows? But all I'm telling you is this is an opportunity of a lifetime, in my opinion, Kurt, and I don't even see anybody in the news talking about it. Do you?
No, I don't.
Right now, I know that there's several groups talking about it. The American Family Association is talking about it. Focus on the Family is talking about it. We're talking about it. Liberty Council is talking about it. And there's a lot of good people talking about it. The Family Research Council. But it's all these Christian organizations talking about it, Kurt. And I don't see anybody else. Like, I go to Fox. They're not, like, all over this thing. They're talking about a 10,000-year-old crown discovery. points to colorful. You know, I mean, it's goofy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're talking about how Amazon's business could threaten Google and Facebook. They're talking about Dean Miller's surprising, Elvis encounter.
The pro-life kind of thing did hit the, headlines a little bit over the weekend when some lady wore a Choose Life gown at the Grammys. I guess part of her gown had a uterus, with a little baby in it. And her name is Joy Villa. She's the one that last year wore the gown.
Against abortion.
Make America. Yeah. Yeah, she wore the Make America Great Again.
And good for her.
Down. Yeah.
But I don't see Fox. They don't have anything on this, Kurt. I thought they were the conservative network.
Yeah.
I go to CNN. They're talking about, names of the victims of this pervert. They got Joe Kennedy inviting a transgender soldier. They got, shutting down the Eiffel Tower. And they're talking about the world's most powerful rocket. And they got, this sale on this speaker set. I can still grind it out, says Tiger Woods. Super Blue Blood Moon.
I think that's
moon.
One reason why they put this, that women's pink, crazy kind of march a little earlier than the pro-life thing is they were hoping to, I believe.
Eclipse kinda, the discussions?
Yeah, and I think they've done.
Yeah, you're right. German automakers say our researchers used monkeys to test emissions. Trump's considering nationalizing 5G mobile stuff. They got, people killed at a car wash shooting. Russia accuses the U.S. of, election meddling. It's probably true. Why does this serial stowaway, this lady that keeps getting on planes, keep trying? My response is, why don't we have a system that can stop her? They can stop me from having water. Lawmaker Trump doesn't deserve to be honored. Fitness tracking app literally reveals everything about everybody and puts us all at risk. The ambulance attack. White House economy claims are all bogus. Fact check going on. James Franco arrest. Vanity Fair. There's just nothing here, Kurt, that I see when we got this pro-life opportunity.
Good.
All right, backpackers face jail in Cambodia over porn charges. What we can learn from the 1918 flu pandemic. Strong men follow Trump's lead on fake news. Workers say they warmed Amtrak. Trump hits Jay-Z on Twitter talking about the employment rate for the blacks. Trump, quote, I wouldn't say I'm a feminist. 10 mistakes parents make with newborns. Bruno Mars takes the cake at the Hip Hop Grammy Awards and the biggest cryptocurrency. And I just don't see anything here of any value, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this pro-life thing, but Kurt, I don't mean to be rude. How do we expect to win when there's no pressure from the people because the people don't know about it?
That's right.
How are we going to get this done?
Good point.
I'm not down on the people. I mean, you can't be responsible for what you don't know about exactly, right?
Well, I would say there's a little bit of guilt that lies there, and that our republic is intended to be a participatory kind of government, not just a play video games, watch TV, and let everybody else take care of it. And that's what has happened for a long time, and I believe that's one of the problems.
I agree with that. All I'm telling you is when the average American doesn't hear about it, though, sure, there's some culpability somewhere, but at the same time, you say, it's hard for me to say there should be a massive push for this. How are you going to do that? The reason I bring it up is because I think the new media is the key here.
Good point.
The Christian new media. Kurt, there's just 7 countries in the world that allow abortions after 5 weeks. You know who they are? I'm sorry, 5 months of pregnancy. Do you know who they are?
Say that again.
All right. There's just 7 countries in the world that allow abortions after 5 months of pregnancy. In other words, 20 weeks, right?
Okay. So 7 countries.
Yeah. Do you know who they are?
Well, I know we're one of them, I guess.
Unfortunately, the United States is one of them. Yes, sir. North Korea.
Thing I focus on. Oh boy.
China. Yeah. The Netherlands, Singapore, Vietnam. Right. Oh, Canada. The Netherlands. There you have it. Scientists already recognize that preborn babies as young as 20 weeks have pain receptors all over their skin, Kurt. And in a concentration that's equal to or greater than that on an adult's skin. Let's talk about this pro-life reality check in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Let me just explain how absolutely jacked down Congress is. I don't know if you know what cloture is, or cloture, Kurt. You know what that is?
I've heard about it.
It's called a procedural cloture vote on the, quote, pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act. So the passage of cloture means it needs 60 votes. What that would do is shut down the debate and open the pathway for the, quote, actual vote on the pro-life bill. This vote is critical. And they talk about why the stakes are so high right now. So even if we get the 60 votes in cloture, all that does is stop debate and pave the way for the real vote, Kurt. They say the Pain-Capable Act is the most powerful opportunity that we've had in decades to advance our pro-life cause. President Trump has indicated that he will sign it if we can get it passed. Believe it or not, Mitch McConnell is even endorsing this thing, but the pro-abortion forces have done everything they can to shut down this bill. Abortion mills, like Planned Parenthood, combined with fence-sitting senators, have promised to reignite the war on women tactic. So if you vote for pro-life, it's a war on women tactic, they claim. Anyway, they got to vote today. Sam, we need your help. We got to get out the word big time, they say. Good job, Matt Staver. Good job, folks at Liberty Council, for highlighting this. We commend you. We're doing the same. We're doing our very best. But again, there's a virtual blackout in the news about this, as far as I can see, Kurt.
Yeah, the New York Times says the gathering threat to abortion rights. And, you know, it's just so amazing to me is we're talking about the lives of little babies here, Sam. And these guys act like, hey, man, rights are being threatened. And I'm like, yeah, the rights of these little babies, you know.
Well, again, it's all who pitches it.
They're just not a baby.
That's what the American people see, though. Now, this bill, ladies and gentlemen, if enacted, makes it a crime for any person to perform or attempt to perform an abortion if the probable host, you know, fertilization, age of the unborn child is 20 weeks or more. So this is what we're talking about here. We're not even talking about getting rid of abortion, Kurt. We're just talking about getting rid of late-term abortion, really, after 20 weeks here. And, you know, I don't even see that. I mean, I pray we can get this done. I really hope and pray. Again, I mentioned this is one of the most important things we can possibly work on. But I just don't see anybody in the news talking about it. I don't even see the conservative news groups talking about it. Really, I mean, you look at the top 10 news services, Kurt, or whatever. Is anybody talking about this?
Good point.
I don't know of anybody.
I can see. You know, I see some stuff from Life News Now, One News Now, Washington Examiner.
Again, all the Christian groups.
Yellowhammer News, Catholic Culture, KIOW. I'm not sure what that is, but anyway, you know, you see some Breitbart News stuff, but, you know, the bottom line is Google, of course, doesn't want to promote this kind of thing because they are, I believe they're pro-abortion, pro-death.
Anyway, I just find it beyond imagination that this is such a critical vote coming up today, and I don't see anything on it at all, hardly. I mean, I get if you know what to search for, or if you're tapped into the Christian organizations or something like that, then you might find out about it. Does Drudge have anything on it, Kurt?
Well, see, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. You know, Drudge, you'd think with all the... there must be 40 stories that he's linked to, but I couldn't see a single one talking about this. And instead of doing all this Grammy stuff, which is what his headlines read, you know, to me, that would be a very big, I mean, if you take the phrase human rights, what's more important for human rights than the lives of the unborn?
I mean, I don't see anything on even Russia Today about it. They're too busy telling you about teenagers eating Tide Pods. Air Force One refrigerators cost a gazillion dollars. I just don't see sex scandals hit Clinton. Trump denies, you know, the report that he tried to fire Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see anything.
The Breitbart boys have Senate to vote on pain-capable bill to ban abortions after 5 months. It shows a little baby with its finger, you know, its thumb in its mouth. It says the Senate's scheduled to take an initial vote on a measure that would prohibit abortions in the United States past the 20th week or 5th month of pregnancy. I guess Lindsey Graham asked the question, in 2018, do we still want to be one of seven nations that allow abortion or on demand at 20 weeks? I hardly ever could say anything good about Lindsey Graham. But
WorldNet Daily has a headline, Satanist boast, we quashed pro-life law. Well, but I don't see them having anything about this either. I don't know if WorldNet Daily, you can look and see if they do, Kurt. But this is, again, I look at Yahoo News. I don't see anything. And I just don't understand it. Nobody. They're busy talking about Instagram fitness models. You know, video shows Indiana man kidnapping kid in broad daylight. Got this lady stowaway on all these planes. You know, you can't take a bottle of water on a plane, but this lady can just simply jump on any plane she wants, it seems. Complete list of every full moon. I mean, they're getting after the news here, folks. All right. I mean, I don't see anything. I just look and look and look and look, and I just don't see anything here at all. It's shocking.
That is a surprise to me about New right, let's World go. Daily. I don't understand why they wouldn't have it.
Well, they might be human. They've got a shorter, you know, a smaller staff. They're doing the best they can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to down Definitely. Guys that I don't know, you know, that are blocking it kind of thing. Yeah. All right, Hillary makes surprise cameo. I mean, she just literally rocked the whatever last night. That's the Blaze. I don't see the Blaze even talking about this. Right?
Huh.
I mean, I just don't get it.
Now, I do see from WorldNet Daily on the march, President Trump's pro-life actions, you know, and they want you to thank him for
yeah,
his
and that's good. And they also talk, like I said, they talked about this these Satanists shutting down the pro-life movement and stuff, but they don't talk about the vote coming up. See, this is critical.
That should be a big one.
How could Americans call their congressmen or their senators and say, please vote yes?
It's pretty tough if they don't even know what's happening.
Right. That's my whole point is I agree with you that people are responsible, Kurt. But how does Sam Bushman know what's all going on? And none of these other people either know or are willing to speak up about it.
It's a great
They're too busy
point.
Telling you Trump says he's not a feminist and here's why. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I don't get it. So I don't see the Blaze talking about it, really. I mean, who is talking about it? Liberty Roundtable Live and a few Christian organizations. That's it, Kurt.
Breitbart's got that piece. It looks
like. Oh, Breitbart. Good for them.
I don't know how promotional it is, but.
Well, you got to give them credit again.
Yeah, they say the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is based on evidence from medical science that an unborn child consciously feels physical pain at least by the 20th week of pregnancy. Pro-life leaders are calling for consensus to end abortions after the fifth month, observing that even those Americans who label themselves as pro-choice could agree to ban practices that would cause an unborn baby to experience the excruciating pain of an abortion at this state of
Now, pregnancy. I pray for success in this cloture vote today, Kurt, but I predict failure. You want to know why?
The coverage?
Because no one knows about it, folks, so there's nobody putting any pressure on anybody. It's just going to be shut down and, the, you know, confined to the Senate well or whatever the place is, and, that, you know, that'll be that. And, I mean, I wish I was wrong, but I just don't see it. Where, until we get enough media presence to make this the order of the day discussion, this should be top discussion today, Kurt. There's nothing that I can see in the news more important than this today. Nothing.
I see Senator Joni Ernst. She's a... Senator from Iowa.
Yeah.
And she's a co-sponsor of this legislation, which they say has been dubbed Micah's Law after five-year-old Micah Pickering of her home state of Iowa. I guess Micah was born at 22 weeks in 2012 and was only about the size of a bag of M&Ms. That's not a big bag, I suppose, a small one. When he was born... And that's what she said during the press call. I didn't hear about that press call either.
They're too busy telling you about Alicia Keys and the Grammys.
Yeah.
Hey, pet owners in the United States should be worried about dog flu. See, this is the kind of stuff that the mainstream press news has. Right? Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball, unheeded, sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Like what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk
Show. All right, I have trolled the news to the best of my ability, and I could find nothing on this pro-life bill that's passed the House. Donald has promised to sign, and it's in the Senate right now. It's facing a 60 supermajority vote. They're going to have a cloture vote to see if they can, you know, possibly even discuss it. But let me tell you what I find on this. I found one news story that I think is worth discussing. You ready for this, Kurt? Media Matters, very, very, very liberal group, has this headline about this story. You ready? Listen to how hostile this headline is. Republicans want the media to ignore their, quote, draconian abortion bill. So far, the media is playing along. That's all they have on it. Can you believe this? But how can you say they're wrong, Kurt? Republicans don't seem to be willing to promote this.
On this whole nuclear option thing, Sam, they make it sound like you're using, like, nuclear weapons or something, but all it really means is, like, when you put in nuclear option, even in Google, here's what you get. It says nuclear option. It says the most drastic or extreme response possible to a particular situation. Then Wikipedia has this right just after it says the nuclear option. Then it says in parentheses or constitutional option. So why in the world would you call it a nuclear?
Well, Kurt, it's the same reason you would call pro-death, pro-choice.
Okay.
They're smart. Well, anyway, they know how to frame the argument to where you don't dare touch it with a 10-foot pole. I mean, Kurt, are you really for the nuclear option, Kurt? Really? See, I mean, that's how they go,
says,
right?
It's a parliamentary procedure that allows the United States Senate to override a rule, specifically the 60-vote rule, to close debate by a simple majority of 51 votes, rather than the two-thirds supermajority normally required to amend the rules. By the way, two-thirds would be like 67, wouldn't it, Sam? I mean, you know...
If you want to be honest with yourself, sure. But who says we're talking about honesty?
Yeah, it's the Senate.
We're urging them to nuke the filibuster. See, this is just crazy talk. But again, I submit to you that I don't like Media Matters at all. They're liberal thugs, and I reject the way they pitch this. But you know what? I'm having a hard time arguing with their point. Headline, Republicans want the media to ignore their draconian abortion bill. So far, the media is playing along, writes Media Matters. It's hard for me to argue that that's not true, is it, Curtin? What have the Republicans done to let you know about this? What they want to do is go on record saying that they supported this, but they want to make sure it doesn't pass. Right? Now, Rand Paul has been focusing on it. We've been focusing on it. Liberty Council, a lot of the Christian groups have been focusing on it, and I say good on them. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't think this thing stands a chance because there's not enough people even aware of it. I mean, people should call their congressmen and senators and, you know, why would you call your congressman? Because they could put pressure on the senators, too. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt. While that's going on, Ben Carson's in an epic battle. Did you see this?
No.
All right, so an atheist group got all mad at Ben.
Okay.
When an atheist group attacks Ben Carson, I guess he attended a White House Bible study, Kurt. Did you see this?
No idea.
Ben Carson drops scorching response when he gets attacked. Ready for his response?
Yeah.
Quote, I will not stop being a Christian while in service to this country.
Oh, boy.
Amen to Ben. I agree.
Imagine that.
Good for Ben Carson. They might even have to resort to calling him a racist or something. You know what I'm talking about? Poor old Ben. But look, these atheists. So there's a White House. I don't know if you know this, but there's a White House Bible study going on, Kurt. And a bunch of people are attending it.
You thought ISIS was bad coming into America. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, I heard that. You know, but think about it. They had this White House thing, and Ben's there. There's a bunch of other people are there, too, Kurt. Did you see who all attended this thing?
Wow, no.
You got to look this up. Look up the names. Just type in, like, White House Bible study. And it's just amazing who was there. I want you to kind of look this up because it's pretty neat. But Ben Carson, quote, I will not stop being a Christian while in service to this country. I just commend Ben Carson, Kurt.
They call it a secret of White House cabinet Bible study.
We're going to bust out the King James. Don't tell anybody. Hey, man.
Says,
see, these people are crazy, Kurt.
Let's see. I guess World of Daily's got, you know, at least they're pointing to CBN. I'm trying to remember what CBN. Is that Cabinet Bible Network?
I don't know. No, Christian.
Yeah. I was just joking.
Bible Network?
But I guess it's CBN, the Christian Perspective, CBN News. Atheist group targets Ben Carson over secret of White House Cabinet Bible study. Jennifer Wishon is the author. They say the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Oh, boy. Love those guys. And the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, they're suing the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, led by Secretary Ben Carson. They say the group has issued Freedom of Information Act requests to agencies led by cabinet secretaries who attend the Bible study to see if government resources are being used or if agency staffers feel coerced into organizing or even participating in the religious event, according to a press release. They say no staff members attend the Bible studies. It's for cabinet secretaries only. Let's see. They say CBN News broke the news that a number of cabinet secretaries are meeting weekly to study the Bible and pray together. Holy cow, and they even got President Trump there, you know, looks like it occasionally. At least they show that picture of Ben praying when President Trump asked him to back in December. They say since then, the leader of the Bible study, Capital Ministries founder Ralph Drullinger, has faced a firestorm of personal attacks, despite the fact he's been leading Bible studies for members of the U.S. House and Senate for years. Boy, I'll tell you what, you could see why these guys would be ticked off. I mean, imagine Bible studies at the Capitol. I guess they say the guy responded, that's Mr. Drollinger, responded on Facebook saying, rather than sue, the FFRF, that's the Freedom From Religion Foundation, can simply go to www.capmin.org and check out copies of the Bible studies I write and teach the Cabinet, Senate, and House members every week. There's nothing secret to this, and all related Bible study expenses are paid by Capital Ministries at the 501c3 organization. Man, says Cabinet Secretaries who attend the Capital Ministries Bible study include Attorney General Jeff Sessions, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, HUD Secretary Ben Carson, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Man, it sounds like a rough group. Huh?
So, I heard that. No, oh, good on them. And again, this is not only they have to resort to secret meetings to study the Bible in America, and then you got literally the mainstream press literally attacking over this, and then you can't hear about. Now, Kurt, I just got an email from WorldNet Daily. They are in a financial crisis.
Okay, before we go there, it looks like, Sam, the FFRF, remember, that's the Freedom From Religion Foundation, along with that crew, guys, have also filed FOIA requests seeking information about the amount of time Secretary Carson's wife and son spend with him while he's working. Imagine that. I mean, they want this detailed information. You know, Secretary Ben Carson is a real problem for these Freedom From Religion Foundation boys. Wow.
Ah, wow. It's hard to know what to do here, folks. Looking for spiritual, ideological warriors. It's no joke. Fake news, internet cartel out to destroy WND, Kurt. Grab the news article. I just emailed it to you. This is something we've got to talk about here. Headline from WorldNet Daily. Your urgent prayers needed for independent news media. Okay? Wow. It's hard to know what to do with this stuff, Kurt. But again, you know what? We're feeling the same way. All right, let's talk about it when we get back. It's no joke, folks. This is serious, serious business. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always at your fingertips. You are listening to Liberty News Radio.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to givemelibertyfund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, your urgent prayers are needed for independent media pioneer WND.com. It's no joke. Fake news internet cartel out to destroy WND. Kurt has details.
Yeah, of course, the piece comes in an email, they talk about their goal by March 1st is $200,000. They've reached about just under $40,000. It says the fake news internet cartel out to destroy WorldNet Daily, looking for spiritual ideological warriors to commit at least $3 a month in support. Then they talk about that old story about the guy on the rooftop, calling for God to help, and then several times a motorboat or a rowboat comes by and try to help him, but he never, even a helicopter, and the guy finally dies, and then he says, "Hey, God,
yeah, don't need your help. God's taking care of me. I got this one." And then gets up to heaven, and God's like, "Oh man, I tried to help you.
Well, I sent you all this help." But this guy says, "I don't want to be like the guy on the rooftop. That's why I'm both soliciting your prayers for help and your financial lifeline. You see, WorldNet Daily is not in danger of drowning from a flood at the moment, but we are in a financial crisis like a few others in the independent media. We've got 20 years of experience with miraculous help in the past, but we know God uses his people to help his people. That's why we're asking you today for both a regular commitment of financial help to get us through this storm as well as the ones on the horizon. Is the truth worth at least $3 a month to you?" That's what they say. "We've been blessed with some very generous contributions to our campaign, but we think there are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands in our audience who can sustain us for as little as $3 a month. Are you one of them?" Then they say, "Here's why you should consider it," telling you all the different things that they do.
And by the way, the list is impressive, Kurt.
It is. I don't know if you want me to read through there.
Well, you can pick some highlights. They've done a tremendous job. They've reported on so many things. I don't know why they're missing the pro-life piece right now. But again, I'm not going to criticize them because they missed one.
Maybe a shortage of funding.
It's possibly a shortage of funding. That's why I say I think that they don't have this big of a staff. They're too busy trying to just stay on the air. But I know this. They've covered these things before. I guarantee they're not afraid of it. I guarantee they're not trying to miss this one, Kurt. Right. I've seen enough from them to where I'm confident in what I say. There's no way WorldNet Daily is spiking or blocking the story. I just don't believe it.
They say, "To put this plea into perspective, God's people and others perhaps who just love WorldNet Daily's fearless truth-seeking perspective have answered our calls for help in less than a month to the tune of $125,000. That's a great start. But our expenses and challenges come every day, every week, every month. We've had to cut valuable people, forego important initiatives, and we're still just hanging on, treading water, so to speak. This email alone will reach more than 600,000 subscribers if even 1/6 of them would commit to WorldNet Daily $3 a month or more. If they are able, there would be little question about survival. We'd be the rebound, a bigger threat to the deep state, the fake news cartel, and truly more independent than ever before."
See, I think that's all true, Kurt, and I'd love to donate to them. I can give them airtime because I've got airtime, but what I don't have is cash to keep us afloat plus help them right now.
Good point.
Wish I did.
All right.
But if I have $100, do I put it into Liberty News Radio and keep us afloat? We need the money bad, too.
Good point.
But this is an example where, where are the Koch brothers? Where are the people that can support us,
Yeah, the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are in the news, Sam. At least it sounds like they're putting together about $400 million, they say, for this Republican, next upcoming campaigns,
Yeah.
So there you go.
All I know is there you have it. Our prayers are with WorldNet Daily, WND. There are scant few good news services out there, though, and I don't really see any of them highlighting this pro-life piece. I just don't think there's anything more important to talk about, Kurt. I know I keep harping on this, and people think, Sam, would you just stop already? What's more important than protecting the most innocent among us? What's more important than the whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property? What's more important than life for the most innocent among us? When if we can't protect a baby's life when they can't defend themselves, who can we protect, Kurt?
Good point.
So I don't really see a more important issue, and I'm just shocked. I just look through the news. I scour. I don't find anybody talking about it hardly. Few Christian services, Breitbart, few negative headlines. Other than that, I don't see much at all. It's just an absolute virtual blackout. Where are the senators that really are for this with a press conference, Kurt? You would think senators would be calling, going, can we get on the radio with you guys, Sam, to highlight this? We've only got 5 minutes. We're going on about 50 radio shows. But, man, can we just jump on and tell everybody to please get out the support for this? Wouldn't you think they'd be reaching out to us like that, Kurt? Even if it was a staffer. I get they're busy. I get they're working on good stuff. I get, you know, I understand it all. I'm just saying we're here to help. But right now, unless I, you know, speak out about this, we just have to play crickets, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, any other point on this?
Not that I can see. Sam.
All right. What do you think about this big old thing from Donald Trump about an immigration plan, Kurt? Donald Trump has an immigration plan that gives Pat the citizenship for 1.8 million illegal aliens called Dreamers. Here's what Trump wants in exchange for, quote, amnesty, they say. The Trump plan asks for $20 billion for construction of his wall. Then the plan would end completely the visa lottery program. It would do this and that. What do you think of the, quote, deal, Kurt? I guess both sides are not happy with the Donald over this.
You know, at least I would suppose the devils are in the details.
Yes, sir, you're
typically
right.
Typically in the Capitol, the White House, Congress, and all that stuff, there's a lot of, you know, compromising going on. I believe he's pushing for his the wall, which, at least in my opinion, is a smart move. But I know we disagree on that. Now, I know that he's saying, hey, I'll give you guys the DACA deal, but I want this. And so from what I can see, that's business, how that works.
Yeah, and I feel different than most on this. You know, they always try to pitch us as right or left or right wing or left wing or this and that. And I don't look at it that way. I don't go with left, right, in my opinion, Hegelian dialectic style deception. To me, it's right versus wrong. And I'm not telling you that I'm right on everything. I have my opinions on everything. But I'm not as against folks trying to come to America as others are, Kurt. I'm just not. Now, I get that you can't come here illegally, and I do absolutely unequivocally stand against illegality, including immigration. At the same time, though, you know what? Especially when kids come here and they don't know any better and this is their home, they've been raised here, you know, at some point I have a softer attitude towards those who want to come for the right reasons and those who are here to no fault of their own, if you will. I've got a softer view on that than most, Kurt. In other words, we got to realize that the American people, that the American policy is at fault for this as well. And we cannot just stick all the blame on the illegals. We got to admit that, you know what, we've created this crisis. We've welcomed them. We've funded them. We've literally made it possible for them to come here with handouts. And, you know, we've created the crisis ourselves, and we have to take some responsibility for that. I'm not saying we got to have wholesale immigration. And I'm not saying we should reward illegality. But I am saying there has got to be a common sense way forward on a lot of this. And I believe Donald's onto something. Now, I don't know about the devil and the details and stuff, but all I'm telling you is this idea that we're going to stop illegal immigration, that we're going to find a way forward for those who are here and do our best to not split up families. You know what? I support a lot of that common sense reality. The Ann Coulters who are just belligerent on one side, or the people that just want gazillion immigrants to come in wholesale on the other side, they're both extreme. I think we need to find a way to uphold the rule of law, jointly take accountability and responsibility for what's happened to date, find a productive way forward that does not destroy families, and make sure there's no illegal activity going forward. There's got to be a way to accomplish that, Kurt. And I've articulated my views on this many times. But I think that Donald is on to something here. There's got to be some give and take if you're going to get this to get off square one and not just be a meltdown. And I don't know exactly all the details. I'm not here to criticize Donald. I am here to say, you know what? These extreme views have got to stop. Ways forward and accepting responsibility are the answer. And, you know, I think what we ought to do is have a lot of the people that are here illegally build the wall. And if they put enough hours into the wall, they can receive citizenship, Kurt. If they have no criminal record, if they put time into building the wall, then let them stay here. What do you think of that? There's got to be a way forward. That would get the wall built and everything, Kurt.
Yeah, the whole amnesty thing's been, you know, going for so long, you know, and it just seems like for so long they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But at least if you, I'm not against what you just suggested. I think at least that could certainly be part of that deal. But I don't know what the path to citizenship, you know, for the DACA guys really means. I just, you know, I mean, like I say, the thing that worries me is the devil's in the details. And
I agree. And that's why I'm saying I'm not attacking Donald over this, though. You know what? There's got to be a way forward. And what I don't like about that word amnesty is no matter what, if you let somebody stay, they consider it amnesty, Kurt. And at some point, I don't see that it makes sense to force everybody to leave. Especially people who have been here their whole lives when they were teeny kids. They didn't come on their own. They didn't break any laws. I guess you could say when they became of age, they stayed here. That's breaking laws. But it's the only home they know, Kurt. And this is what I mean by we've got to have some common sense reality about, I agree it's illegal. And I'm not defending that. But at what point are we going to say we have responsibility too? It's not just all the illegals. We've let them come. We've encouraged them to come. And I personally think there's obligations on all sides here. Anyway, I hope Donald finds a way forward that makes sense, that doesn't sell out his base, but at the same time brings common sense and solutions to the table. And whether I agree with the wall or not, Donald's promised to build one. I hope he gets it done soon. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk radio, always at your fingertips when we're on the air. Please call your senator and tell them to stand for the pro-life legislation. Reject what they call the nuclear, you know, scenario, whatever that is. Let's just have a normal constitutional majority, okay? And let's get it done. And vote for pro-life, the whole purpose for the proper role of government, okay? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Fund us today, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure.